Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons & Dorks, featuring Jeff Goldblum as the Dungeon Master, Patrick Stewart as the Thief, Christopher Walken as the Paladin, Danny Trejo as the Fighter, and Liam Neeson as the Wizard. Episode 3, The Trail.
When we last left our brave adventurers, they were riding tall in the saddle as they left the town of Greyshale on their way north to deal with the goblin hordes, which have been attacking caravans on the Weiss-Hickman Trail, named, coincidentally, after Weiss and Hickman, two regionally successful berry farmers.
And yeah, and we get it. Local history lesson is done. Let's get to the fighting.
Yes. As you've ridden all day and into dusk, it comes time now to decide where to set up camp.
Okay, does this look like a good neighborhood?
Well, you are surrounded by trees on all sides, and as the sun is slowly going down over the hill, the shadows are cast. It's frightening how eerie, mysterious, scary even.
Do I have a spell that can kill trees?
No. But the trees are fine. It's all smoke and mirrors, shadows. Your mind is playing tricks on you.
Ah, I wasn't expecting the attacks to come from within.
Ah, and you have failed your wisdom saving throw.
Oh, dear.
Ah, and subsequently you dismount your horse without saying a word, and you run off, panic-stricken, into the forest, the dark, dark forest.
I say good riddance. You know, you can't trust a thief. And he was bound to kill us, to steal from us something. Plus, now it's a three-way split on the reward.
Ah, another alignment shift for the Paladin.
What? Another one?
Yes, you become true neutral.
What does it even mean?
Well, you're not technically a Paladin anymore. You're sort of a fringe anti-Paladin. Your indifference toward your fellow adventurer is now in the open.
I stop my horse and get off. I gotta go find the thief.
A noble gesture by the fighter as he traipses off into the darkness of the forest.
I vote we leave without them.
Well, if you do that, it could mean certain doom.
Ah, to hell with it. Let's get off the horses and head into the forest. Come on, pal, the wizard. Let's go and find these fools.
You both dismount your horses, and you walk deep down into the forest where the trail dissolves into underbrush and shadow. It's mid-dusk, but for some reason, it has become incredibly dark inside the forest.
I cast light on my staff.
As you utter the magical words, a blue light emanates from the end of your staff, showing you 20 to 30 feet in front of you. You see a path open up as it heads down a trail toward a gully.
I've got my sword at the ready.
And I my staff.
It's at this moment you notice the birds. Ah, the birds have stopped singing. In the bone-chilling stillness, you hear words uttered as if they come from within your own mind. We have your friends. Ahaha! We have them in the cave. Ahaha! It is straight ahead.
I yell into the darkness. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But you have my friends. And I'm going to find you. And kill you.
Bravo! Man, that was a great speech. Taken. I love that movie.
And it is at this juncture that we say we shall pick up right here next time.
And that has been episode 3 of Dungeons and Dragons and Dorks from jasonsvoices.com.